All right, everybody, it is Monday, part two, June 25th, although it's not all bad news. The Phillies won last night. We do have that going for us. We shared some video up front in the show today on the John DiBella Show. This is the Daily Podcast, by the way. Yes, indeed. It's Dave here. Welcome. We had a little preschooler who needs to work on his language skills. Then we hit the phone to hear about the commonplace foods that you refuse to eat. We had a biopic battle today coming off the heels of Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man. We all dreamt up the next best biopic and made our elevator pitch to you. Find out who came out on top with the green light from the make-believe studio. And U.S. women's soccer continues to tear it up in the World Cup. We talked about that and a little more, so have a listen. Here we go. Let's do this thing. It is the Daily Podcast.
We should celebrate. You know why?
Yes, they did it.
Yes, the Phillies won their game of the week.
I will be going to the parade later today.
Right. Thank God it was against the Mets, too. I couldn't stomach.
Yeah, but they've got three more games against the
Mets. That's fine. Keep it going.
All right, yeah.
They're hot.
You know, I'll take 3 out of 4. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, man.
I'll be fine with that. I don't care how bad they're doing, as long as they keep beating the Mets.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So, Steven, your son, all right, was he 3 now?
No, 2.5.
2.5. Yeah, okay, 2.5. Okay, all right. When did it start preschool? 5 or?
4.
4?
Yeah,
4 years old?
Kindergarten's
okay.
5, yeah.
All right, he's going to have road rage. You realize that. He's got a little DiBella gene in him.
He's got
a little DiBella gene in him.
No, he's got my wife in him. When she gets worked up, she just gets, you know, where I just release it, I'll curse just like the steam coming out of my ears. Well, yesterday we were on the front lawn, and he's got a wagon, and he's trying to push it somewhere over the mulch and onto a path. And he's hitting a rock, and he can't get past the rock. And he's kind of doing it, shaking it, pushing it, and starts to freak out a little bit and starts to cry and yell.
Uh-huh.
But when he does that, he eventually starts – he gets so much – and starts banging on the – on the just hammering on the
on
wagon.
The poor radio flyer?
Because Jesus, he can't get it over this small rock. And I'm sitting on the deck just laughing at him. Like, I should go help. But instead, I'm like, ha, 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 you moron.
Well, obviously, you do not curse enough around your zone.
Oh, I don't know. My wife would have a different saying to that.
Well, in comparison to this preschooler, I found this video this morning of this preschool graduation. And, well, here's how it went down. Tell me what you think about this.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Wait.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah. Shut the F up and no bitch.
Wow.
One more time.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
Oh, my God. That kid's too many.
She was a little harsh in his defense.
You got to see the size of this kid. He's just the littlest thing. Shut the F up.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
So some research came out the other day, and this number is very small, right? But I'm curious how it stands for other people, all right? Only 2% of people in this country can say that they've never eaten a taco.
Wow.
That makes sense, but the fact that there's even that many.
You're right. And that's what I was thinking, because is there anything that you have never eaten and I'm ruling out sushi, all right? This is for everybody. I'm ruling out sushi. We're going to open up the phone lines, 215-263-WMGK. What have you never eaten?
Potato salad.
Really?
I won't. The idea of a cold potato, a hunk of cold potato with whatever is on it just doesn't do it for me. Nope.
Well, the other thing that's on it's mayo, and you're not a mayo fan either.
No.
Really? I thought you were.
That's your old executive producer.
That's my old executive. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
I won't eat a spoonful of it. But
Right. Yeah. Like me.
That's so gross.
Like it's whipped cream.
Right, but it nearly made Giant Brian puke, so it was worth eating it.
Oh, it was great.
All right. Anything for you?
I'm not picky, man. When you grow up as poor as I did, I will eat anything.
Right.
We have said on the air that Dave's a garbage disposal.
I am, dude. Just push anything in front of me. It's gone.
Cindy, what about yourself?
Brussels sprouts.
You've never had them?
It took me a real long time.
Wow.
I've had them, but don't eat them.
They need to be prepared correctly.
Yes.
Right.
You need to have some glazed walnuts on them.
Yeah,
you know, nice singed
bacon.
Edge.
Yeah, right,
some
yeah.
bacon.
Oh,
right.
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Some olive oil drizzled
right.
on top.
You know, I will eat them when Lisa orders them, and you know, and I'll have like one or two, but it's nothing that I would ever order.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a damn thing that I would.
Nothing for you.
That I would not. I mean, I don't eat veal, but that's a choice. I like the way it tastes, but that's a choice. I don't eat it.
Right. All and right. you have tried it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. I grew up eating it. Yeah. And then I saw a picture of a baby veal trapped in a cage. And I said, no, I'm sorry. No animal deserves that life. So, but I'm
some
sort
people
of
are weird, though, like with yeah. everyday items that they've yeah. just yeah, never touched for whatever
that's
freakish
what I'm
reason.
Like 2% of Americans have yeah. never eaten a taco. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of damn people.
No, yeah.
A right. prime example, real quick. Mm-hmm. Our sister stations, Chuck D'Amico,
right.
Never had fruit until he was certain fruit until he was like 40.
Some
strawberries and raspberries and stuff.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Really?
I know some people only eat
that
like
is
white things.
I've got a friend who not only has never had Chinese food, he's never even been in a Chinese restaurant.
He's never lived. What's wrong with this guy?
So what is it for you? Is there one thing that you've never eaten, you just haven't eaten, yet you won't eat, and we're ruling sushi out because we know there's a lot of people who won't eat sushi. So don't tell us sushi, but tell us what it is. The question at hand has to do with, well, eating. A survey came out that said 2% of Americans have never eaten a taco. And, you know, I started thinking about things that I don't eat, and other than... You know, I don't eat veal because I don't like seeing the baby veals, you know, murdered. I'm far from a vegan. I'm far from a vegetarian. But an animal should have the right to at least walk around before you eat them, you know? So
pretty good.
Okay. Well,
they walk right into the factory.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a few steps in.
The darker, the better.
Oh, you two, you suck. But we all have those things that we won't eat or have never eaten. Like I said, I have a friend who's not only never had Chinese food, never been in a Chinese restaurant.
That's nuts.
Especially nowadays, you can get cheesesteak egg rolls. He doesn't understand what he's eating. All right, you know, and you won't eat potato salad?
Correct. I would like to see my potatoes walk around as well. Potato salad. The cold hunk of potato doesn't do it for me.
And Dave?
I'll eat everything.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I haven't had shellfish because I don't want to be that one guy in a million that goes into anaphylactic shock.
Because really, you don't eat shellfish, and that's your big fear?
Yep.
Wow. I'm
trying to live, John. Let me live.
I see. We got a whole slew of people on the phone. I think Ralph. Yeah, that's Ralph right there in the front. Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm doing just fine. So what is the thing that you will not eat?
Baked beans. I despise them.
Baked beans? Beans. They're good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. Eat your beans at every meal.
What's your reasoning on this, Ralph?
I just hate the way they like squish in your mouth. Like
it's a consistency thing. Then.
Okay.
It took me a long time before I started eating baked beans. But
I was
down
that way
from
with
now.
Yogurt.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, make a decision. Are you a solid or a liquid? Glenn, what about yourself? What won't you eat?
Pickled eggs.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Is it the color or is it just the mere fact that it's a hard-boiled egg that's in pickle juice?
Well, it's the idea of a chitin vinegar.
Oh, yeah. It's the formaldehyde bottle that it's encased
yeah.
in.
Kim, what about you? What won't you eat?
I will not eat sardines out of a can.
If they're on a plate, would you eat them?
Oh, no. Okay.
What about on a pizza? No.
I love shellfish. I love seafood, but I will not eat a sardine.
Yeah, I'm with Kim. I won't do it either.
You know what? I am there with you.
All right. Paul, what about you?
Man, I won't touch Limburger cheese.
Have you ever had Limburger cheese? Have you ever smelled Limburger cheese? You know, or is it like with me, because of cartoons and the Little Rascals, I won't touch Limburger cheese.
Well, I was young. My dad brought it home, stunk up the fridge, pulled it out, started cutting off pieces of it for everybody. I wouldn't eat it. It stunk up the whole kitchen.
It's funny, John, that you mentioned because of cartoons.
Right.
For me, it was the movie Rookie of the Year when he's saying, throw him the high, stinky Limburger.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good morning.
All right.
Mike, what about yourself?
Indian food.
Across the board? You've never been in an Indian restaurant? You've never had an Indian food of any kind?
Never, ever.
What? Oh, you're missing out. Get a nice tikka masala.
What turns you off about it?
You ever see Indiana Jones? I think it was the Temple of Doom.
Right.
Where they bring out all that food and there's like goat eyes and killed monkey brains.
That was like an ancient Mayan tribe.
Indian restaurant?
You're going to get rice. You're going to get naan. Maybe some goat. That's as crazy as it gets.
Yeah, and it's going to be spicy. Right?
But no,
there's
can't
no
help
eyeballs
it.
In it and fish heads.
No monkey brains.
I can't help it. It's already burned in my brain. It's there forever.
We are a pathetic species that we let movies decide what we eat.
At least pop culture.
Over to Mike.
Pig's tongue.
Who the hell offers it?
Pig's tongue? Is that what he said?
Pig's tongue, yeah. You can find it in the store and everything. It's just something I would never eat.
Now, are you sure pig's tongue, not cow's tongue?
Cow's tongue, too, yeah. Both.
Cow tongue tastes like ham.
Does it really?
Yeah, it really tastes like ham.
It's not a common thing, but I couldn't imagine ever putting that in my mouth.
Someone made it for me once in like a brown sugar glaze, and it had some raisins in it. Didn't tell me what it was. It was delicious. I go, this is the best ham I ever had. It said, it's cow tongue. John, what about yourself? What is it that you just won't eat?
Well, John, I don't think I will ever eat sweetbreads. I don't think I could stomach it.
I know why.
What are sweetbreads?
Sweetbreads, it's either lamb or pig brain.
What?
I believe it is lamb.
Why is it called sweetbreads?
Because if they called it lamb brains, you wouldn't eat it.
It's a euphemism.
Right. It's kind of like escargot. Nobody wants snails, but escargot sounds great.
John, this has to do with Hannibal Lecter, right?
Yeah, that scene with Ray Liotta, that was a bad one.
Once so sick.
Once again, pop culture.
Yep.
And what we eat.
Ruined it for everybody.
So impressive.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK.
All right, these are our pitches for our own films. You want me to give you an idea?
You start.
Okay. All right, so this would be my film. If I was talking to the executive of the movie company, I wanted to pitch him on an idea, got to wrap it up in one sentence. Street kids form a band, become popular, become junkies, clean up, and become one of the biggest bands in the world.
It's a hell of a sentence.
All right? It's a hell of a sentence. Okay. It's a run-on sentence, but,
And who is that?
That's Aerosmith. I mean, Steven Tyler formed a band, Chain Reaction.
Right.
Joe Perry and Tom Hamilton, along with Joey Kramer, had another band called the Jam Band.
Sure.
Right. They were both doing a gig. This is very Freddie. Right. They were both doing a gig someplace when they met in Boston. The two bands met in Boston. They find fame and fortune and drugs, become complete junkies. Right. Everybody has written them off. They clean up their act. They come back bigger and better than ever.
Okay.
All right. So that would be my biopic. So if I was going to be producing the next biopic, that would be the one I would do. And if you agree with me, text one to MGK, MGK. What are you going to go with?
Very popular band, lead singer dies.
Uh-huh.
They become a more popular band when they find a new lead singer.
Well, that could be a lot of bands. So, you piqued my curiosity.
AC/DC.
AC/DC is the
very
next
popular
biopic.
When Bon Scott passes away.
Sure, right.
They become even more popular when they release Back in Black, which is Brian Johnson's first album.
Right.
They have enough issues with the band with some
with crazies.
Yes. Right. As the years go on, then they kick Brian Johnson out of the band, and now Brian Johnson is back in the band. And they got another crazy lead singer to replace Brian Johnson for a time.
All right.
And in Axl.
All right. So if you agree with Steve that AC/DC should be the next biopic, text 2 to MGK, MGK. If you agree with me, it's text 1 for Aerosmith, right, to MGK, MGK. Down to you, Dave.
Okay. How about this? Self-taught boy of many names drops out, plugs in, goes upside down, founds electric church, and becomes a god.
Okay, I can honestly say I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Jimmy, man.
Jimmy. Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was born. He had, like five names?
Yeah.
He dropped out of school. He goes to the military.
Right.
Drops out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up a guitar, flips it upside down, moves to London, makes a name for himself.
But didn't somebody recently make a Hendrix biopic? Or sort of Hendrix biopic?
Andre 3000.
Andre 3000, yeah.
Did he really?
Jimmy. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great cast.
Yeah. I know. He's really good.
Yeah. I didn't know about that, but let's rewind five years ago.
About that.
If you can think there could be a better version, go with Dave.
Thanks for bringing that up and dashing my screenplay. I only worked 2 years on that screenplay.
Hey, I'm the executive from the movie company. I'm sorry I already hit it, son. See you again. Try some more.
I've also hit every elevator button now as I get out. For
you. So if you agree with Dave, the next biopic should be Jimi Hendrix. Text 3 to MGK, MGK. So it's 1 for Aerosmith, 2 for AC/DC, and 3 for Jimi Hendrix. And the voting is all up to you. Are you done with the tally there, Steve?
Yeah.
You have the tally going?
Yeah.
All right. Really? You don't sound happy.
Listen, you know what? And we do this every time.
All right.
I don't know why Dave and I, it's like a tricky play on us that we fall into this because the sycophants are out there.
They're not sycophants. They just agree with logical thinking.
They're DeBella fanatics.
And the worst part about it,
I don't need the drum roll. Is that what you're telling me?
The drum roll. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
And the worst part about this is, I almost cursed. He's a crappy winner.
I'm not a crappy winner.
Yes, you are. Because
why? Because
where's your finger at? Exactly.
The U.S. women's soccer team.
The
everybody.
The majority of the responses 44%. To which should be the next biopic. 44% of it went with me and Aerosmith. Well, you came in second.
I know. I was okay with that.
You came in second. Might have dashed Dave's chances by telling
us. Yeah, you probably did.
Blame it on that.
1,000 movies.
I would have bolstered mine enough to get you to win.
I doubt it.
So I think Aerosmith, in all honesty, if you're going to do another band, I think Aerosmith might be the best band you could possibly do. There's
Dave
so much
would,
story there.
Dave and I would disagree.
Right? Yeah. Really?
Well, yeah,
come on.
Obviously.
You don't think Aerosmith more than AC/DC? Come on.
No. Dave doesn't think so either.
Okay.
Because he said Jimmy, and I said AC/DC.
I mean, who would you cast as Steven Tyler?
A woman.
In all honesty.
An old woman?
Mick Jagger.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
So yesterday, I get distracted. I'm coming home. My wife wanted, there were some flowers she wanted in the garden, and I had picked them up. I said, okay, I'm going to put these in today. Yeah, because I needed to be digging in the garden in that humidity.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and I totally missed the USA Spain game.
Uh-huh.
Right. And that was going to be a biggie because then now you're getting into some serious, serious soccer play.
Yeah.
Here, right. And they won.
Mm-hmm. 2-1. Yeah.
Right. 2-0.
No, 2-1.
Yeah, it was 2-1.
Oh, it was 2-1. Yeah, I thought
two penalty kicks, and then I think we had one later.
Yeah,
right?
It was a 1-1 game for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the U.S. got a penalty kick in the 76th minute, I think, and they scored to go up 2-1, and they held on to win.
Right,
I expect them to win. They're probably the best team in the tournament.
I can honestly say that I'll watch rugby for the most part, and the only time I'll really watch soccer is like during a World Cup.
Yeah. Yep, same here.
But for some
every
reason,
World Cup.
I end up watching Women's World Cup even more than
good.
The Men's World Cup.
The men are horrible.
They really are good.
Awesome.
They really are good. Yeah. They need their own little salute.
Check it out!
Goal, 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 goal!
Come on, check it out!
Goal!
Let's go, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, fool.
MGK.